Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I read something the other day that I should have known. Joe Biden loves to quote poetry, especially a certain line by the Irish literary giant William Butler Yeats. It's from a poem called Easter, 1916, about a brief bloody uprising against British rule in Ireland. Goes like this. All has changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. Biden's been using this quote for years to describe upheavals in politics, international affairs, you name it, but not an upheaval that's gripping our country right now. I'm talking about America's new preoccupation with racial injustice. We've ignored it for decades, but the recent uproar over police killings and racism in general just won't go away. In 2,000 cities, people of all colors have been marching in protest, mostly peacefully, sometimes not. Whole teams of athletes are kneeling in support. Bestseller lists are full of books on race. 2 out of 3 Americans say they support this new clamor for justice. It's captured our imaginations. Surprisingly, Biden hasn't gotten very poetic about this. He's talked, dryly, about police reform, voting rights, income disparity, but he hasn't yet used the Yeats quote, even though a terrible beauty is being born. I just reread Easter 1916. You can find it online. Yeats wrote it right after the uprising. I was stunned by his rabble-rousing passion, even though he'd long insisted that armed protest was madness. Yeats seems to have changed his mind even as he was writing the poem. I wonder if Biden, too, will change his mind. He's been cautious about the racial protests, rejecting calls to defund the police, promising to choose a female running mate, but not necessarily a black one. All that's no doubt wise, but where's the passion? This is the guy who essentially bludgeoned President Obama into supporting same-sex marriage. If Biden could birth that terrible beauty, why not this one? Like Irish independence in 1916, racial equality in America is an idea whose time is now. And even though the Easter Rising was suppressed, it stirred minds and hearts so deeply that Ireland became free just a few years later. As that honorary Irishman, Mario Cuomo, famously said about politics, "You campaign in poetry, you govern in prose." William Butler Yeats wrote both. He'd say there's not that much difference. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.